So, Michelle, June is Cancer Survivorship Month, and we thought it'd be nice to bring back Dr. Patrick Bolin from New England Cancer Specialists back into the studio.
Yay.
So, you know, you were here before, and we started a conversation. Let's pick up where we left off last time. First of all, welcome back, Dr. Bolin.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here again.
We know that cancer touches a lot of lives here in Maine, and I know that New England Cancer Specialists has been making significant strides in clinical research, advanced treatments. So am I right in thinking that a practice like yours is doing something right?
Yeah, well, as we said, June is Cancer Survivorship Month, and it's worth noting that we have a brand new survivorship program that's about a year old. Our program's clinical director is Dr. Elizabeth Dennis, who came to us from primary care and now has just built this program for our patients that survive chemotherapy, those initial hard treatments, and then can monitor our patients once they get back into the real world and try and resume their lives on the back end. It's really been remarkable and a great asset for our patients. And there's another really exciting new therapy that we're rolling out now. I think I briefly alluded to it at our first meeting, but today I can talk a lot more freely about something called bispecific antibody therapy and why it's going to be such a big deal for our patients here in Maine.
Okay, I'll follow your lead. What is bispecific antibody therapy?
Okay, bear with me. I've been trying to work on a way to explain this for the radio in a way that's easy to visualize. Have you heard of something called a get-along shirt?
I think I know where you're going with this.
So here's what I would like you to do. When you get home, Google the get-along shirt. The way it works is that we'll take two kids that are misbehaving, not acting so well together, and you put them in a large, oversized shirt where both kids can fit inside. In the same way, I think most of us, like you or I, most of our lives, our immune system looks throughout the body and tries to find and attack cancer cells. But cancer finds a way to cause the immune system to misbehave, where that immune system can't recognize the cancer cell anymore. So in the same way, these bispecific antibody therapies are like an oversized shirt. They take the cancer cell and an immune cell, bring them together, and allow that behavior, that normal behavior where the immune system can attack the cancer, to occur more accurately. So maybe a bit of a stretch metaphor, but I think it's really a great visualization about how you can bring two pieces back together and really cause dramatic responses in cancer patients.
Now, I heard you say last time that NECS is one of the few places that offers this therapy. So can you tell us more about that?
Well, previously, this therapy has been exclusively in the hospital at major academic centers such as Boston. And we have not only brought this therapy into Maine, but have created a way to give this completely in the outpatient setting. That means patients do not have to be admitted, sometimes for a week at a time, into the hospital. It allows you to receive a therapy close to home in Maine without the need for extended hospital stays, and it's really a significant milestone for the cancer care and for our community.
Dr. Bolin, what types of cancer is this therapy most effective against?
The types of cancer that we're seeing the most promising results are certain types of leukemias and lymphomas. And I have to say, we've only treated a few patients with the rollout of this program, and the responses have been truly dramatic. I mean, these are patients who have progressed through at least 5 and sometimes 6 lines of therapy, and we've given them a few doses of these therapies, and we're seeing the cancer absolutely melt away. So there is ongoing work exploring the effectiveness in different tumors, such as lung cancer or breast. And I really just think that these therapies will continue to expand and will soon be available in all different types of cancer.
And that has to be incredibly reassuring for patients to know that they have that access to such advanced care.
Yeah, the feedback has been incredibly positive, as I said, with those first few patients. We really, as a group, could not be happier with the results. And we're even opening some clinical trials in this space. I think it's a game changer.
Well, Dr. Bolin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an exciting time to be in cancer care.
Are there any last thoughts?
Remember, always get a second opinion. Exercise your right to choose your care team. Even if you've been referred to somebody else, you're always welcome to get a second opinion. And remember to start treatment as early as you can. And of course, going back to my analogy, if you have kids, it's called a get-along shirt. And yeah, you might want to Google that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it during the break, too. Thank you, Dr. Bolin. Remember, June is Cancer Survivorship Month. Time to celebrate and support those who are battling cancer.